All right. A new topic on the way. Starting a new day. This thing about I've been thinking about this for many years. What I'm going to talk about, I've been thinking about it for a long time, 10 years, maybe 15. You have these esoteric people that always say, go inside, go inside, go inside. But they never say, get born again, get born again. Now, these people have the ability to see past the system. They know a lot about the conspiracies and seeing past the system. But they take the Bible out of context. They misinterpret the Bible. They can't rightly divide it. But they'll say stuff like, go inside, go inside. And they get a few things right deep when you decode this place, you know. And so over the years, I've been thinking about it. And recently, somebody said it. Now, this person was the one manipulating and lying and trying to play games, you know. And then when I saw through the games, the projection, the whatever they were doing, you already know, the narcissistic games. And I called them out on it, you know, the contradictions and all. One of the last things that was sent, text-wise, was go inside. Now think about that for a sec. This person is a control freak, selfish, money, greed, can't rightly divide the Bible, takes the Bible and tries to misinterpret it, right? And just like all these other people online that I've talked to, they try to traumatize you. I saw this over the years. They try to traumatize you, and then at the very end, when they're getting ready to ghost or whatever, or disappear, they say, go inside. Now, the conclusion is, my conclusion after many years and dealing with many esoteric people, people that think they have the truth, but they twist the truth, is that they go inside and they hear a demon. I believe that is the hive mind. And I believe the reason they try to traumatize you is because if they get you in the flesh, they can read your mind. Now, there's something online talking about the telepathy tapes, right? There's this thing called the telepathy tapes. Series, you know. And so I've seen people in the real world that pretty much can read your mind. Now, it don't happen all the time, but they evidently some demon or something's telling them something. And these are the kind of people that can do this. These are narcissistic people. I paid attention. So what happens is, I think, because narcissistic people have a demon and they project everything that's in them onto you, right? And so these narcissistic people are being taken over by demons, really. And some of their common patterns are they curse like a sailor. Men and women, they know how to curse, and they'll try to curse you out. And if you're talking about Jesus, they let you talk, but they're trying to put a curse on you by their curse words, right? Common pattern, they curse, they drink, and they do drugs. Now, the spirit of Jesus is about health. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. Do what's right, logic, health, rightly divide the word. Study to show yourself approved unto God. But these people are about money, about pride, about ego, about image. And I've seen the common pattern where they don't seem to be related to each other or know each other. Some of them do. They're probably in a cult. It's probably a Wiccan cult or something like that. But they always say, go within, go with inside. They try to traumatize you, and then they tell you to go inside. Well, I'm already born again. What's inside is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in you. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. When the born again says, renew the inner man, it's not, we got the Holy Spirit. So they're trying to be their own God with a demonic spirit, is my conclusion. So my conclusion is, the devil is using drugs and alcohol and substance abuse, whether it's cocaine or whatever, or marijuana or anything. The devil's using substance abuse, because I remember doing an Uber late night. And I would pick up somebody late night who was drinking. And one time it was a lady, she said somebody's name. Another time it was somebody, some dude, he said somebody's name. And I was just thinking about that person. They want to traumatize you to try to get you to go inside like they did and get a demon. Well, I got the Holy Spirit. If you're saved, you got the Holy Spirit. You're not going to get a demon. You can't be demon possessed. And so throughout the years, these agents of the devil, when you finally see through their game, they can't control you. They can't manipulate you. They can't get you to believe their lies. They can't get you to receive their projection. And you finally are saying, I'm done. I'm blocking you for 7 days. Don't ever say that again. I don't want to hear any curse words. I don't want to hear anything about suicide. I don't hear any programming that you try to program on me that's in you. I don't want to hear any of that. Get saved. And they always flip it around and they say, go inside. Every time. And it might not be a romantic thing. It could just be somebody online you're talking to, or some new age person or something. They always say, go inside. But they always try to create trauma. The common pattern is they'll try to curse you out to try to get you in the flesh mind instead of the spirit mind. And then they say, their last thing that they say is, go inside. I've seen it multiple times online. So my only conclusion is, their common patterns, let me tell you their common patterns are. They drink. They do drugs. They're into sorcery and witchcraft. Or they have something similar to it going on. And they misinterpret the Bible. They can't interpret the Bible. They have their own version of the Bible. It's not the common interpretation that the church has. Like the pre-tribulation rapture, the millennium, the dispensations, faith alone, and all that. They'll say faith alone, but they'll never talk about born again. They'll never talk about getting saved. They'll say they believe in Jesus, but the demons believe and tremble. So I've come to the conclusion that these people who never mentioned the Bible and they misinterpret it and they're going into substance abuse, they're the ones that go in a room somewhere and take a bunch of drugs and they go inside and the devil tells them to target somebody or something like that. I've come to the conclusion that's the go inside is the counterfeit part of being born again. Go inside. What's going to happen inside? The heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? What do you mean go inside? Are you saying receive Jesus into your heart by faith? Is that what you're saying? They won't talk about it. They won't discuss it. Let's have a logical conversation. They can't. Because they know that you'll figure them out. The devil's a liar. The devil doesn't talk plainly. If I tell you to receive Jesus into your heart by faith, Lord, come into my heart, save me. And I tell you, you're going to be born again. When you receive Jesus, you get born again. But you ask them, well, what's going to happen if I... they ask you, well, what happens when you get born again? Your heart's opened. Your mind is open. You're a new creature. The old has passed away. You pass from death to life. And you ask them, well, what happens when you go inside? They won't talk to you about it. They won't say nothing. They hide. What's that old saying? People who trying to hide something, they ain't gonna talk about it. Go inside to do what? To go into your deceitful, wicked heart and see how wicked your heart really is? Or to try to be your own God and receive a demon and think you're a God? What are you trying to do? Read minds? Is that what you're saying? But they can't read your mind if you're in the spirit walk. And the reason they want to get you upset and mad is because they want to read your mind. And I hate to say it, but it's usually women that do this. And every once in a while, you'll have an esoteric guy who makes comments on your channel and says something about go inside. And you know, and you look at his channel, he's into sorcery and witchcraft and the dark arts and the occult, right? The occult. So I've concluded that the Antichrist copycat fake born again is going inside. They've rejected Christ so long, they've rejected the truth so long, that they go inside, receive a demon, and they become demon possessed, and they think that is salvation. And they keep doing evil, and they keep doing drugs, and they keep drinking, and they keep destroying themselves, and they blame everybody else because they went inside and the demons talked to them. And you might, they say, oh, you did this, I did. And you don't even know what they're talking about. They go out, they actually lose their mind. They go off the rocker. They say stuff that you're not a part of, but they lose their ever-living mind. The go-inside people, not the born-again, not the Bible believers, but the go-inside crew. And so why does the go-inside people come to my channel? Because they're listening to me speak, because I got the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and they're trying to get some truth because the dark side ain't giving them everything they need. We don't need the dark side. We got the Bible. We got the truth. We got the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. They have the spirit of error. You have the spirit of truth. I've come to this conclusion after many years of online and some offline people. I knew this woman. She was a drug person, drugged out of her. She would walk down the hallway in the hotel, and they'd always say, you'd say, what's going on? I'm living the dream. Okay, so you're living the dream, but somebody said last night you were walking down the hotel with no clothes on, knocking on doors, trying to get some money. So you're living the dream, but you're living a life that is contrary to the dream. They're drugged out of their mind. They're always corrupt in their language, their words, their cursing and all that. They're cursing and lying and think they're normal. Sad. It's really sad. And the birds of a feather flock together, and they always hang together. And they're always doing the tattoo thing, and they're always doing the drug thing or the drinking thing or something like that. And they don't know any Bible. They can't rally. They really never repented of sin. They just went inside and received a demon. I thought about it for years. And that's why they don't like you walking in spirit. Because when you're in spirit walk, they can't see you.